Now, that was good stuff. I always like it, having such good music from the praise band, because, you know, I know that you can go home from the service and go, well, at least the music was good today. So I appreciate that. I was also thinking, as Darren was doing his announcements, that long before, those of you who watch NCIS, Jethro Gibbs has his list of rules, things that you know should always know and follow. Long before Jethro Gibbs, I had been developing my list of rules, things that you can always count on and you should always follow. Rule number one is never buy a used car from a minister. Good rule, always remember that. Sorry, I should have told you that a couple of years ago. Second rule is, never buy a used house from a church. Trust me on that one. I did it. I regretted it. Rule number three is never believe a minister when he says, just one more thing. Or my final point, never believe a minister when you hear those phrases. So, if you get nothing else out of the day, you learned three good rules and you had some good music, but I think maybe we ought to go a little deeper than that. I've been enjoying, I hope you have too, this series of sermons that we've been doing on the Sabbath. And I do need to say that this was, by Darren's design, he did 90% of the work on this sermon series. And so if you really have enjoyed it and you've liked it, he's the man to thank for it. I personally have enjoyed it. It's made me stop and think about a lot of things about the Sabbath that I really had not stopped to think about. You know, sometimes you have to look more closely at those things which you think are obvious. You have to reconsider and go a little deeper. And I think the Sabbath is one of those things that maybe, you know, we haven't thought about. We haven't given it the type of thought that we should have given. So I've been enjoying this, and I hope all of you have as well, as we have thought and considered about what the Sabbath is all about. And I've enjoyed a lot of the conversations that many of you have had with each other and with Darren and with myself about the Sabbath, and it's interesting to hear those conversations because it sounds to me in those conversations like all of you are trying to take this Sabbath thing seriously. You're trying to understand it, and you're trying to get the most out of it, and I appreciate that. Today I want us to take a little different tact on it, because the Sabbath is a multifaceted element. It is a gift from God that needs to be looked at from many different angles to gain the full benefit from it. So I want us to look today at a passage of Scripture from the book of Hebrews. And just three short verses, but I think there's a lot in them for us to consider and to ponder as we seek to understand what the Sabbath is all about. So in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, the 23rd through 25th verses, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. May the Lord bless us a portion from his holy word. One of the interesting elements of the Sabbath that maybe we don't stop to think about is the Sabbath is the question of why is it that we meet together on the Sabbath? Because a lot of our conversation has been centered around not doing stuff, has been centered around the question of how do we, in this day and age in which we live, where it seems as if there's so much pressure on us, and there's so much activity, and there's It's almost frenetic, the pace that we live our lives, that in this day and age, how is it that we find some rest? Find a way to take a deep breath and to refresh ourselves. And that's a good conversation to have, and we need to continue to have that conversation, because all of us in our lives need that Sabbath rest. All of us in our lives need those opportunities on a regular basis to step back and to take a deep breath and to just let our bodies and souls catch up with each other. And that's an important aspect of the Sabbath. But another very important aspect of the Sabbath is the question of why do we get together? Why is it important that we take time out of our schedules? Because I would bet that if we did a quick run through this congregation, that every single one of you has a list of things that you need to get done yet today. I bet you there's not one of you here that doesn't have a list of things that you want to get done yet today. But we take that time, put that list to the side, so that we can be together. Why is that so important? I love this passage from Hebrews in the 10th chapter, because in this passage the writer of Hebrews is trying to encourage the people to make sure they get together. They got to get together once a week. You got to not fall into the habit, as he says, some people are falling away and they're getting out of the habit of gathering together once a week. Because it's so important for us to be together, to encourage one another, to hear the story again and again. The writer of Hebrews wants to make sure that you find every means and avenue to encourage one another and to build each other up in that faith, in that belief about who Jesus is and what he has done for us. I had a fellow a number of years ago now who wanted to meet with me. He wanted to come into the office And basically, what he wanted to do was tell me why he was leaving the church. You know, pastor's favorite conversation to have. Hey, pastor, here's why I don't want to be part of your church anymore. He came in, he sat down, and I tried to bring it out of him a little bit as to why he was leaving the congregation. You know, figuring it was something I said, something I did, something I didn't do, trying to figure out what it might have been. And he looks me square in the eyes and he says, "Steve, the reason I'm leaving the church is you spend too much time talking about Jesus." True story. I can't make this stuff up, folks. I'm not that creative. He looks me square in the eye and he says, "Every Sunday, or almost every Sunday, you turn the focus and you make it upon Jesus. So I'm going to find a church that has a little bit more broader perspective than what you're giving me." I was kind of devastated because I thought that's what the purpose was. Isn't that the purpose of why we get together? Is to be reminded and reminded again of who Jesus is, what he has done for us, and what it is that we ought to do in response to what he has done for us. Isn't that the core and the heart of what it means to be a Christian church? Isn't that the central focus of who we are, that we are first and foremost followers of Jesus Christ? That we are seeking to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to follow in his way, to do his work, to follow his will in this world? Isn't that the core of who we are? Isn't that at the heart of what it means to be a Christian, is to be a follower of Jesus Christ? And so it is that we get together on a weekly basis, because there are so many sounds in our ears. There are so many demands being placed upon us that we have to come together on this regular basis to be reminded, of the story of who Jesus is and what that means for all of us. So many different philosophies and so many different things telling us what's important, what's not important, and most of them are from their own self-interest and their desire to a lot of them are just to pick our pockets. They want us to get their product or their service or what have you. And we need this time to get together to hear the story again and again and again, until it becomes so much a part of who we are that those other sounds that are competing with that story start to bounce off of us. But the writer of Hebrews also wanted us to be sure to see that one of the other reasons, one of the other main reasons, is that we need to get together to encourage each other, to build each other up, to help each other to do the shoe hits the pavement kind of work of being the church. Now, I kind of was poking fun at Darren for his announcements this morning, but I loved them. I think it's great that we could go on and on and on and on with opportunities to serve in the life of this church. That there is so much work that we can do, that we could spend a good 20 minutes or more doing the announcements every Sunday, because there is so much good stuff happening in the life of this church, and that we need to do that. We need to be together to encourage each other to do the work, to do the laundry for homeless people. To get together in small groups and study God's word and to get to know each other and to get to know God's word better. And to even something as seemingly mundane as smiling in front of a camera. No, not this sport coat. Even something as mundane as smiling in front of a camera so that we can produce a document, a booklet that helps us to put names and faces together so that we can pray for each other better and encourage each other better and to support and love each other better. That gathering together, that being together as a church family, where we're, you know, this is kind of fun. I'm going to walk down the middle of the aisle. Oh, Tracy is awake. Okay. I had to do that. I'll pay for that later, won't I? Yes, I will. But that being together and that encouraging each other in our faith and in the actions of our faith, the praying for each other, the keeping each other's concerns in our hearts, that being together to be reminded that to be the church is to do the work of the church. To be a follower of Jesus Christ is to be his hands, his feet, his ears, to speak his words in this world. Being together on a Sabbath, on a day that we have set aside to renew ourselves, means that we need to have this opportunity to rehear the story of Jesus Christ and to be reminded of how that story takes life within our lives individually and within our life together as a congregation. The writer of Hebrews would remind us to not slip out of the habit of getting together, to set aside an hour, couple of hours on a Sunday morning to rehear and to renew our desire to take that story that we rehear and bring it to life in this world. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, the story never gets old. We can hear time and time again the story of your love for us that we have seen in Jesus Christ, in his life, his death, and his resurrection. Help us, O Lord, to always remind ourselves of that story and to remind ourselves that we need to take that story and to make it real in this world through the actions that we take as individuals and through our life together as a congregation. We pray this all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I'd invite you and encourage you to please sign the friendship pads that are in the center of each aisle so that we might have a record of your presence with us today. We deeply appreciate that. And as we come before the Lord with our tithes and our offerings, let us do so out of our desire to make the good news of Jesus Christ alive and real through the life of this church.